Okay. So, you guys are going to have to excuse me. I'm trying to drive the worst car ever. My mom's car. I literally just cut all of my fucking hair off. So, like, I took a picture in of how I wanted my hair, and it was, like, up to the shoulder length. And the girl who does my hair was like, that's a good haircut, but I think that your face, like, you would look better with a little bit, tiny bit shorter. And I was like, all right, yeah, fuck it, let's do it. She's like, you're sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking sure, let's do it. Because the way I see it, like, that's her job, that's what she does for a living. So I trust, you know, like I trust her. And she made a great call. She really did. The hair looks great on me. It's a little bit shorter than my shoulders. I haven't had my hair this long, this short in like probably 15 years. Wait, 15 years? 15. No, that's a lie. Probably like 10 years. And it looks good. She did a really good job, and she dyed it too, and it's really red. But I'm freaking the fuck out. I'm freaking out because I haven't had my hair this short in fucking forever. And my hair is so long. Like, she cut literally, guys, like 12 inches off my hair. Like, dead ass. Why is this car like not forward? Anyway. What the fuck? I don't understand what's happening with this truck next to me. Anyway. Yeah, so she did a great job. And, like, as soon as she finished it, like, people were like, oh, your hair looks so good. And I'm like, thank you so much. But at the same time, I'm like, bitch, what the fuck? Like, it's so short. It's so fucking short. And I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out. I'm about to have like an existential breakdown. I'm going to get home and then like curl it because she blew it out. And so I feel like I look like a soccer mom. I feel like a 45-year-old soccer mom that drives her kids home after a soccer game and gives them Capri Suns and like lets them pick a bag of chips from the 24 pack of chips that she buys at Sam's Costco. If you don't have Sam's where you live. I don't know. I just feel like... I think it has to do with the way that she blew it out, you know? Like, it doesn't look like my style. So I think I have to, like, straighten it. Or I have to... maybe do some, like, beach waves and see what I think. My head feels so, so, so light. I feel like my head weighs nothing. I'm a little bit sad because I'm not going to be able to, like, wear my hair in a messy bun anymore because I was the queen of the messy bun. But now I can do cute ponytails and stuff, you know? So it's cool. And, yeah. But this is what being a woman is like. You have long hair and you want it short and then you cut it short and then you're like, it's too fucking short. So who knows, really, you know, what the fuck our problem is as women. And, yeah. What was I going to talk about? I know I've been a little bit all... What the fuck are these people doing? I know I've been a little bit all... Do you guys know this lane is for fucking going straight? What the fuck are you doing? Sorry. This motherfucker... What the fuck are you doing? What is this? Okay, great. Fantastic. Just do whatever you want, you fucking idiot. What is I gonna say? Oh, I know I haven't, like, really been, like, super active. I've been doing all this stuff. So, if you don't know, I am gonna be starting a new job, in August. And so right now, like, I'm literally just, like, living off of, like, paying my mortgage from, like, Patreon and stuff, which has been super, super cool. But, like, since I'm going to be moving for the job, as a homeowner, I'm having to do, like, all these repairs to my house. Not, like, it's not like my house is a mess or anything, but, like, what the fuck is this man doing? It's not like my house is a mess or, oh my god, really? Okay, great. Fucking idiot. Oh my god. Fucking dumbass. What the fuck are these people doing? Anyway. Oh yeah, so since I'm gonna be moving soon, I'm having to do, because I'm going to rent out my house, I'm having to do, like, all of this stuff. So, like, let me give you a comprehensive guide to all the things that I have to do. This past, like, winter, some water started getting through into, like, I noticed, like a stain on my ceiling. And I was like, what is that? And so I went up in the attic and there was like a tiny little leak. And so I was like, it's not a big deal. You know, it doesn't really rain that much. And so I just left it. And so I didn't leave it. Like, I tried to collect as much water as I could, but it wasn't like significant amount of water that was coming in. So I have to fix that. I have to fix that leak, and I have to get my roofing done, like, fixed. Also, I just found out that, like, my, refrigerated air unit is just, I have to replace it, and refrigerated air is, like, $5,000, so I need to take care of that. I don't know what I'm gonna do, especially because it's, like, getting warm out already, and I'm just fucked, you know? What else do I have to do? The pool pump on my pool, I'm trying to get that resolved, get that taken care of, but they told me that I'm probably gonna have to get a new pool pump, which is great, because, you know, whatever. And then, also, the water pressure in my guest bathroom is fucked up, so I need to get somebody to, like, take care of that. So it's, like, a bunch of things that I've been, like, just trying to figure out. And before, like, if I needed to take care of, like, repairs and stuff, like, I'm a girl, you know, so my ex would take care of things like that, like, even taking, like, my car to, like, the mechanic and stuff, and so I'm having to, like, oh my god, my ex-boyfriend just pulled up. My guys, my ex-boyfriend literally just pulled up, like, at this gas station that, don't, oh my god, I'm pretending not to see him. What the fuck? What the fuck is he doing on this side of town? Oh god, he saw me. Oh fuck. Alright, I have to get out of my car. I'll continue this when I get back. Alrighty, so I'm back. Yeah, my ex fully saw me. And the last thing that I need, I didn't say hi to him. I was just like, ooh. But he saw me. Our eyes met. Anyway, oh yeah, so I was talking about the repairs that I have to do on my house. Don't look at me, sir, I'm reversing. Oh yeah, so what are you talking about? Anyway, so fucking, yeah, so I have to get all these repairs done on my house, which, like, is stressing me out. And so, like, this last week, like, I've had people, like, doing quotes and stuff on my house, like, coming over and checking the damage. Go around me, fucker, don't ride my ass. And so that's why I've been busy with that, like, instead of, like, doing a bunch of stuff, a bunch of audios, and so I'm trying to get some of those done this week, but I've been all over the place. So, and I also wanted to address something really quick. I will be doing the going for 11 times audio because I'm a crazy person. That audio, though, is going to be a Patreon exclusive. There's currently on Patreon, there's 5 audios. 2 that are early release that have been posted on there for about 2 weeks. And won't be posted onto Reddit for another, 2 weeks, I think. And then there's 3 Patreon exclusives. 2 of the Patreon exclusives that are on there are one of them is my first anal audio. And another one that I did, which is not really good, but I did it anyway, is a shower sex one that I did the day before yesterday. So if you are feeling like you want to listen to more of me, then you can totally sign up for my Patreon. If you want to. I mean, you'd be doing me a huge favor because, I'm trying to fix my shit. I'm just kidding. I'm not. If you want to, it's fine. If not, then it's cool too. My hair's too short. I'm freaking out. I signed my contract for my new work and my rent agreement. So that's cool. It's official. I officially have somewhere to live and I have a job lined up, which is fun. Sucks that it's not going to start till August. But still, I'm grateful for it because it's going to be fantastic. You're not supposed to take U-turns there, you fucking moron. It's going to be fantastic. No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually being sincere. I do think it's going to be fantastic. Because I have to say something, if you've been listening to my rambles for long, for as long as I've been doing them, then you know that, 60% of my rambles were me being upset about my job. And I literally feel like I'm in the best place that I've ever been in my life. Because, that job, stressed me out so much. I wasn't eating, I wasn't sleeping, I was anxious, stressed out, and, I lost that job, right? But, my mental health and, my emotional health have soared. It's that job was making me so unhealthy. I'm so unhappy and so unhealthy, and, it was so toxic. It was such a toxic environment. And I hate calling people toxic, I think it's such a shitty thing to say, but it's true. That job and the people associated with it really just were making me not happy. And so even though I'm not doing great right now, even though I'm not where I was, where financially or anything like that, they still play this song on the radio? I just feel like I'm in such a good place. I'm just I'm not as stable as I wish I could be, I wish that I was more stable. I wish that I was still making what I was making at my old job, but I'm so grateful for everything that I have and, the opportunities that I've been given and stumbling into this community. You guys have been my support, I've said this multiple times. You guys have literally been the best thing in my life for a while. And so I'm really grateful that I have you guys and. But yeah, so I've been working on that. I am going to be working on new audios soon. Like I said, my next audio is going to be the going for 11 times audio. And that's going to go on Patreon. I am also going to make... Take your... Far away, down the Yeah, so The 11 time audio is going to go on. It's going to be a Patreon exclusive. The audio after that one is an idea that I thought of myself, and I'm really excited about it. The theme is going to be that I'm a Spanish teacher. I'm going to be your Spanish teacher, and I'm going to teach you Spanish when we start the lesson. Then, while your cock is in my mouth or in my pussy, I'm going to give you a pop quiz. And you have to, depending on whether you pass that pop quiz or not, I guess we'll see if you're going to get to come in my mouth or in my pussy. So that's what the next audio is going to be. That's going to be another Patreon exclusive. The audio after that is going to be a Reddit audio. The reason that I'm trying to do Patreon exclusive is because I have a lot of patrons on Reddit. I mean, on Patreon, who paid for custom audios, and they've been super patient. And so I do want to focus on making sure that they are getting, you know, what they are subscribed for. And I'm trying to make it worth their while. So the Patreon exclusives don't make their way back into Reddit, so those won't be coming through. At least not at this point. I don't have any plans. You guys are gonna have to give me a second, because like I just got home and I need to like go inside and take the groceries in. So I'm gonna pause you guys, and then in a second it's gonna pick up, but I'm gonna be inside and like have my bra off. They stare at me while I stare at you. Why can't I keep you safe as my own? One moment I have, the next you are gone. Rehearsed steps on an empty stage. That boy's got my heart in silver cage. Why can't you want me like the other boys do? They stare at me while I crave you. So, I'm inside now, and it's actually a few hours later, because I got busy recording some audios, some custom audios, and I'm stoked for the people that I recorded them for to listen to them. Into the room, dripping in gold. Yeah, dripping in gold. I walked into the room, dripping in gold. Dripping in gold, our love of pets in turn, but so I've been told, or so I've been told. My heart broke when I heard you. Oh, I fucked up. Fuck my life. Anyway, if I had a dollar for the amount of times that I sing the wrong lyrics in these audios, I would probably be able to buy a new AC unit. Anyway, so what was I gonna say? I felt really bad recently, because one of the girls that I like most trust does like GWA as well. Like, she's a very good friend of mine. Her name is Hanol Sky Girl, if you guys know her. That's, I call her Sky, and she's fantastic, amazing human being. I feel kind of bad, because like I've been kind of all over the place with all this stuff that I have going on, and so like I haven't really talked to her recently, and I feel like a bad friend. And so if you follow her, you're you know, cool with her, please tell her that I'm sorry. Or if you're listening to this guy, I'm very sorry. I haven't been around. What else? I finally bought tickets to, do you guys want to know something? Portugal the Man. I keep my hands to myself. Keep open some mouth, put them back up on the shelf. Kiss that little baby girl is in need. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks, man. I've been feeling it since 1966, man. Feel it still. Anyway, just in case you guys didn't know, random fact, I don't know if I've told you guys before, that part where it says let me kick it like it's 1986, the reason that it says that is because that's the year that Fight for Your Rights by the Beastie Boys was released. Portugal the Man's one of my all-time favorite bands.
And a while back, I went to see him for my birthday. And I asked my ex if he would come with me, and he was like, oh, why can't you ask anybody else? And so, like, now I think back, and when that happened, I was like, oh, I will, yeah, you're right. But, like, now I look back, and I'm like, dang, like, that girl wasn't happy, you know? So it's weird to think about things in retrospect. My hopes and dreams. Yeah, speaking of my enemies. Anyway, what else is I gonna talk about? I was thinking about doing another giveaway soon, but I don't even remember if I did the other giveaways that I did. I suck, dude. I'm so sorry. That was back when I was like still working. But yeah, I have like a lot of audios planned for the rest of the month. So I have three more Patreon exclusive audios that are gonna go up. The shower sex one is already up there, and there are two audios that are early access already on there that are not going to be posted yet on Reddit, but they've been up there for like 3 weeks. I released both of them 24 days in advance, so 3 weeks in advance. I'm a rebel just for kicks, man. And so yeah, I'm focusing on that. I'm still working on custom audios for Patreon. My tiers are going to change next month. Not in a bad way. I'm going to get rid of the $25 tier. So it's going to be four. We're going to have four tiers versus five. It's going to be, I don't even remember. So it's going to be Sweetheart. It's going to be Sweetheart, which is $1. Honey, which is $15. Oh, it's going to be... How many tiers do I have? Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, I'm going to get rid of my... I'm going to get rid of the... I'm stupid. Baby. The baby tier. That one's $25. I'm getting rid of that. Because I'm going to open up more tiers for Mr. Big, which is $75. Somebody suggested to me that I should start like a $200 tier. And then I could do like a live session with the person, but I don't know if anybody would be into that. And yeah, so what else have I been up to? I've just recently started rewatching The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I remembered what I was gonna talk about. I wanted to talk about the two shows that I've been hooked on recently. If you haven't seen Game of Thrones, the new episode, click off this right now. Take it off. Anyway. These are my theories as to what's going to happen on Game of Thrones. Cersei, of course, is going to tell Euron that the baby's his, just to fuck with Jaime, or I don't know what she's trying to do. Cersei needs to gather her fucking chill. I'm just, like, over her in general. I'm just over her. And, like, someone told me recently, they were like, oh, yeah, she's so hot. And I'm like, she's very pretty, but yeah, she moves her mouth when she talks. Like, am I the only person who thinks that Cersei looks weird when she talks because she moves her mouth weird? What's my other theory? I'm over Daenerys. I think she's annoying. I have a theory. I think Sansa's going to try to take the North from Jon. I'm pretty sure. And I think that Arya is going to take her side. And so it's going to cause like this conflict in the North or whatever. The dragon scene where they're riding the dragon was very Harry Potter for me. Like, as we were watching it live, I literally looked at my brother and was like, wow, they really went Harry Potter with this shit. I was expecting like Hagrid and like Bill Weasley to come out at some point, but sadly that didn't happen. I don't understand what's going on with Bran. Last season, Bran annoyed the shit out of me. And I said, I thought like, oh, well, he serves a purpose. He's going to tell Jon that he's, you know, the rightful heir to the Iron Throne or whatever. But he didn't even fucking tell John. Fucking Samwell Tarly told him. Also, Daenerys telling Sam that his parents, she killed his dad and his brother was, I don't know, I just can't with Daenerys, man. She needs to fucking, she needs to get on her dragon and fucking go back to Dragon Tales. If you don't know who sings this, it's, Unknown Mortal Orchestra. What? I knew that. Why did I even check? This song is about FIFA, I think. I think so. Did you guys know? I was reading about the Olympics the other day, and I told my mom this, and so she didn't know this. So, like, in 1968, when the Olympics were held in Mexico, because I'm Mexican, when the Olympics were in Mexico, in Mexico City, a lot of the athletes from different countries had problems with the altitude, and they couldn't perform. Like, they said that the altitude, like, fucked them up. So, after that, like, the Olympic Committee had added, like, a clause to, like, the host cities or whatever, where they have to be a certain, like, altitude so it doesn't affect, like, the runners or whatever the fuck. Did you guys know that? I just learned that recently. And so, yeah, Dragon Tales. I was gonna say Dragon Tales. Game of Thrones. This is such a good song. Anyway. Arya and Gendry, is that his name? They're gonna fuck. What else? Where's Brienne of Tarth is what I want to know. Where the fuck is she? Jaime Lannister, the boy actually went to Winterfell. Holy shit. I saw on Twitter that somebody posted, they made like a meme about Jaime showing up at Winterfell, like that last ending scene, but they put like the Curb Your Enthusiasm music on it, and it made me laugh so much. It was so funny. Also, I don't know if you guys knew this, Mac from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia was on Game of Thrones this last episode. Which was super dope, and I freaked out when I saw him. If you're an Always Sunny fan, I guess you care. If you're not, then you're missing out. Boy, I don't know what to tell you. So those are my theories about, Juego de Tronos. But I feel like I had more to say about Game of Thrones. Also, like, Cersei, if you want a whore, buy one. If you want a queen, earn her. Bitch, you gave him the ass like 2 seconds later. Like, the fuck are you talking about? Bronn is not going to kill Jaime or Tyrion. I think he's going to go try to look for them in Winterfell, and then he's going to end up like allied with them. I'm pretty sure. The Night King can go back to being fucking Darth Maul. Please just go back to the other universe. What else? Already hit Sansa, my girl. Sansa was so obnoxious like during some of the other other seasons, but I fucking live for her. Her character development and Theon's character development has absolutely just fantastic. I fucking hated Theon. I think what they're doing with Theon now is so great. I'm so happy that like Alfie Allen got, you know, kept on the show. He didn't die, even though technically on the show they cut his dick off, but you know, whatever. And Yara's my girl. I would go so gay for Yara. I'm just gonna put that out there. I think she's beautiful. I also would have gone gay for, what's her name? Fucking Sand, that bitch, the one from Dorne, the one who fucking poisoned Marcella or whatever her fucking name is. Anyway, Miss Sande, beautiful. Yeah, and I don't know. The OA, shit. Dude, the OA is so fucking good. I was so blown away by how good it was. Like, it fucked me up so fucking hard. I just want to say really quick that, I just want to say really, really quick, fuck Hap. That's all I'm going to say. But yeah, the OA is fucking sick, and I'm still in love with Kareem. I think it's beautiful, and I want to give him his children. I want to give him so many children, even though he doesn't want them. And I think that's it. That's all I've been watching. I was also watching, like, The Case Against Adnan Syed, but I haven't watched, like, the new episodes. Also, thank you so much to Netflix for putting my boyfriend, Rami Malek, back in the OA. He's fucking fine. Brown boys are just so cute. I mean, say that as a Mexican. I mean, I fuck with white. I mean, I like all guys, but like Dev Patel, Rami Malek, you know, Diego Luna, beautiful. But I like all boys. I really do. Like, I'm just, my vagina doesn't discriminate. What else? I came fast like 911 in white neighborhoods. Ain't got no shame about it. This is such a good song. One time for my LA ho. Don't save her. She don't wanna be saved. She don't wanna be saved. She don't wanna be saved. Fuck. I feel like I was gonna talk about something else, but I can't remember. I was looking at buying hand soap yesterday on Amazon. I just said that wrong. Anyway, so, I swear I don't suck at lyrics. It only happens because I get nervous and rambles, and so I fuck up everything. I was looking at hand soap yesterday on Amazon, and I was like, I'm going to buy hand soap. Why the fuck do they sell everything in bulk on Amazon? All the hand soaps are like 6-packs. There's an old my favorite part. Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee. This says, fool me once. Shame on
you.
Fool me, can't get fooled again.
Fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't put the blame on you.
Fool me three times, fuck the peace sign.
Guys, tell me what your theories are on GWA, what the fuck, on Game of Thrones, GOT. My favorite character, I've said this before and I'll say it again, is Arya Stark. She is the MVP. I saw something on Twitter the other day. Somebody wrote on there, like, what I want my ending, this guy wrote on there, he was like, what I want my ending to Game of Thrones to be is we see Cersei sitting on the Iron Throne, and I was like, boy. He's like, and then as the camera zooms in, Arya takes her face off, and she's sitting on the Iron Throne, and gives a smile, and it ends. And I was like, oh, like, can that just happen? But, you know. I want Jon to take the Iron Throne, because Jon is pure and beautiful. I don't think Daenerys is gonna fold for that. If they try to give us some like bullshit ass fucking Disney ending where Daenerys and Jon share the crown, I'm gonna be fucking pissed. I love Disney, but we don't have time for any of that happily ever after on Game of Thrones, okay? I want people to die. I want the Battle of the Bastards again. I want, ooh, the Umber Boy. That was, like, crazy, right? That was, like, some True Detective shit right there. I think that's about all I've been doing with my life recently. I'm trying to do, like, the calligraphy. I'm trying to do calligraphy again. But, I don't know. I just had, like, so much shit going on. And, So, that's, Oh, I got some drinks for tonight. For some reason, I just feel like getting a little bit buzzed. So, if you guys have any questions for me or anything, please drop them. I'll answer your questions. Which will be, it should be fun. Oh, my hair is so fucking soft. Like, it's so short, but I love it. It's so soft. Like, the girl who was cutting my hair, she was like, your hair's never been this healthy. She always cuts my hair for me. She's the girl that does my hair all the time. And she, my hair's like bright red right now because she actually brightened my hair and she put toner in it and stuff. So it looks really fucking good. I was thinking about going like an Amy Adams in Enchanted color, like a really light red, like a dark strawberry blonde. And she was like, yeah, we're going to have to lift it. So she was going to have to bleach it. And I was like, no, not today, Satan. Not today, Satan. You guys want to know what I'm really excited about, though? Is to wear it. Five panel caps. Again, I'm obsessed with five panel caps. Okay, sorry. My brother was asking me what time my mom's flying in. But I'm going to pick her up. So anyway, I'm really excited that I'm going to be able to wear five panel caps. Again, because I'm obsessed with them. Like legit obsessed with them. I have so many of them and I have them like up on nails on the wall. So I have them like hanging so they don't get ugly. That's about it. If you guys have any questions for me, just drop them. Drop them down below. Do you guys ever see that video on YouTube? It's this old man. He's like homeless or something. And he keeps saying rack 'em. And he's like, rack 'em, rack, rack 'em, rack 'em. Rack and rack. I don't know. Anyway. I've been thinking about that vine of the little boy. He's like on a piano and he goes, hey, I think you're really cute. I like you a lot. Maybe we can hang out or something. Have you guys seen that vine? Anyway, so that's it. I'm going to go eat some sushi and I'll be obsessed with my hair. Guys, make good choices. If you haven't done your taxes, boy, you waited too long. Thanks for listening to this and spending 38 minutes of your life listening to my bullcrap. Anyway, yeah, bye.